Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Well, this week we have been sharing on a message I've entitled Growing into Maturity, and I'm not able to review all that we've covered thus far. If you would like to tune in to any broadcast that you may have missed or to rehear one, please go to unveilchrist.org, www.unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast and you can listen at any time. However, we're talking about, we did discuss areas of accountability, and that's where we are presently. There were at least five areas that I want to share with you. One was our physical bodies, because the Word tells us that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Secondly is our spiritual man, if you will, the spirit of man, the soul of man, the inner man of the heart, which comprises our conscience, our thoughts, our attitudes, and they require purity and truth. The Word tells us He desires truth in the inward parts and a purity. You shall be holy even as I am holy, the Lord says. And so we have another responsibility. I mean, yes, you might see all kinds of problems in other people. You know, so often we have a problem with what other people are doing, and we tend to be awful blind and short-sighted in terms of our own failings and weaknesses and sins. And so, beloved, that's our primary responsibility. You have a responsibility before God for yourself. You're not responsible for your husband. You're not responsible for your wife. You are, in some measures, to do the godly things God expects of you, but basically, and we are to, you know, and like children, there certainly is responsibility to teach them. But ultimately, because of free will that God has given to every individual, once a child reaches the age of accountability, of maturity, and manhood or womanhood, then they have that responsibility placed on their shoulders for what they do with their life, based on the things that they've been taught and experienced. So there's our physical bodies, our spiritual condition, and then our relationships. That's where we left off yesterday. The care, development, and stewardship of God-ordained relationship is so important. And as we know that Jesus said in the Word, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. And I believe that would apply to relationships that God has brought into our lives. There are sometimes friends that we have. Some are just acquaintances and casual friends, but others are true friends that hang with us through the decades, and those are to be cherished and developed and loved and appreciated. You may not always have a lot of friends in your life, so the ones God has given, cherish and appreciate them. Now let's move on to another area, the fourth area I'd like to share with you, and that is in the area of our talents. We are to develop our potential, develop those abilities God has placed within us. Now, you may be even well up in years, and you might say, well, I don't even know all of my talents. You might not. Because only as we seek the Lord and discover what those talents are, can we hope to develop them if we don't know we have an ability in a certain area. So it is important that we, when we're seeking the Lord in this area, to find out what are our desires like? What are our desires about? And that sometimes is a real clue, because as we delight ourselves in the Lord, He gives us the desires of our heart. And there's two ways of looking at it. He places desires within us. He places the desires that relate to our purpose, His plan, our destiny, that which He would have us accomplish in our lives. And also, the things that would bring us joy and pleasure, perhaps a mother to have a child, or to be married, or to live in a certain area, as we delight ourselves in the Lord, whatever godly, good, natural desires we would have, while of course He wants to give them to us. And so God expects us to steward the abilities He has given us and use them for His glory. Proverbs 20:5 speaks of a commitment to personal development in a godly enterprise. A plan in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out. So, beloved, not only are we responsible for that which God has placed in our own lives, in our own person, but we also should be willing and desirous of helping one another discover and develop the plans and visions God has put in their hearts. Beloved, you cannot give, but it will be given unto you. Every man should be concerned not only on his own things, but the things of others. That is love in action. And I would declare and assert that if we would put time and energy, concern and love in things that involve and concern other people, don't you think God will bless the things and concerns of your heart? If we're willing to help someone else with something they need assistance in as far as getting something accomplished in terms of their visions or talents or whatever, don't you think He'll send someone to you to help you in the areas you have need? That is exhibiting a Christ-like character. And so, beloved, we should help one another. You know, in the early years of this country, when people moved out west, the pioneers, it was a very normal thing because the life was very difficult and there was many elements they'd have to fight against. I mean, they didn't have the conveniences we have today. They helped one another. If there was a branding or a barn going up, they helped one another in farming and ranching communities in rural America. We tend to have lost that in today's world, in the cities in which we live, or even in the rural areas. People, you know, we've been impacted by progress, I should say. Well, I won't make any comment there. However, this God wants us helping one another. We are dependent upon one another. It's all about relationships. I remember when shortly after the Lord took Brother Glass home, that was in November of 1997, I took a few days, just a couple days, I think it was, by myself at Point Reyes, and there was a motel there, and that's Point Reyes National Seashore, a little bit north of San Francisco. And it was a time of ministry, a time of just seeking the Lord. But one of the things He laid on my heart was the most important thing on His heart was relationship. Relationship with Him, and then relationship with one another. And so, beloved, we need to understand that God will look at how we have utilize the friendships and the relationships that God has placed in our lives. If we're childish, what's a mark of a child? It's all about them. They're self-centered. It's mine, my toy. No, I want to, you know, they don't want to share. That's something they have to learn. And so, beloved, so it is with us. Now, moving on to a final area I'd like to share with you, metrons of accountability, areas that God will hold us responsible in terms of our stewardship, that is in the realm of our possessions. Our possessions, and I'm not going to make apology, that also includes our finances. And beloved, this is a major part of our training. You know, if you really study the subject of finances in the Bible, He puts a lot of emphasis on money in His Word, our attitude toward money. The love of money is the root of all evil, but God has given us money. He's given mankind money. That is a way in which commerce is conducted, society is run, and of course, in today's world, It has become a god. It has a name, Mammon. And you can't serve God and Mammon. He was very clear on that. So, but what we do with what God has given us, and the more assets you have, the greater responsibility. But even if you are on a very limited income, you might be an elderly person just on Social Security. He is watching how you steward the money you have. In other words, are you putting Him first in your finances? Are you giving to the Lord or to those areas He would have you to give? Are you not squandering your finances? Those that are on limited finances tend to be much more discretionary in how they spend their money. But there are people that, you know, they have never learned that lesson. They may not have very much money, but when they do have money, they don't know how to manage money. In fact, I know someone that was in my family that it was either feast or famine. They couldn't manage money very well. It was either they were barely making it by, or when there was money, they were just extravagant. So, beloved, that is, and there's ways, I mean, this is not a time to give you teachings on that, but just to emphasize that this is one of the ways God is looking at our lives. How are we handling what God has given us? Are we willing to share? Are we really willing to realize that what all that we have, our material possessions, our finances, all that we are, He is requiring that we're just stewards. Nothing we have is ours. Even our body, our spirits, everything comes from God. And so all of these areas that I have shared with you, our physical body, our spiritual welfare, our relationships with the Lord and with one another, our talents, our material possessions, our finances, all of these areas are under the guidelines of God's Word, which we must bring back to God with an increase. So, beloved, my time is just flying by. I could go on for 3 hours, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. We are under contract. So, having said that, I want to invite you, won't you please write, share your prayer needs. If you're enjoying the broadcast, just drop a note and say, hey, I listen to you and I enjoy it. Praise God. All glory to Jesus, if that's the case. God bless you. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me and for your prayer support and support in the Spirit, as well as your financial help. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.